losses. The Dow was off nearly 700 points. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some better weather news coming in the not-too-distant future. Hang on. But in the meantime, more scattered showers will be in the forecast through the nighttime hours tonight from time to time. A little cooler, overnight low 55. Tomorrow, high temperature only in the upper 60s with the risk of leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Friday is a much better day. Nice, with a high in the upper 70s and plenty of sunshine. Great weekend weather, highs in the 80s and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Stand by for action.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
It's fun, exciting, and always free to join.
All right.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Earnest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello.
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Earnest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Earnest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Earnest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Earnest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right.
Super secret studio, where we're not strange at all, well, at least not so you can tell. David Earnest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. you remember the Addams Family? Gomez, Morticia, and their weird little girl Wednesday? The little girl was weird, but not so weird that she tried to talk her mom and dad out of planning for their financial future. Don't let your family give you any weird ideas. Call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. No weird ideas here, just good common sense when it comes to your portfolio. Now, please welcome the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
All right.
And welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. David Ernest is on the phone, and he has told me that we needed to play that a little bit of that song coming out. David's here somewhere. Let's see. David, are you there?
I am here.
There he is, and you might have heard that little piece of music from Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. What's going on?
Well, my phone is completely blown away today with people about the stock market, so concerned that it's going to crash. And I can't, honestly, I've had a hard time keeping up, honestly. It's unbelievable. All of a sudden, everything's turned.
Uh-oh.
With people's attitudes about get out of Dodge. And most of them think they ain't seen nothing yet, and I agree with them. Haven't seen anything yet. I mean, like, we don't know what's going to happen, but we know that it just don't look right.
Mm.
But you still hadn't seen anything yet. In other words,
yeah,
you still got the stimulus going on. They still got all the hopefulness going on. But the realness of the situation is not good. Probably not good. But look, I'm not an economist, and I'm reading the same stuff everybody else is reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to economists for several months now and going to meetings and hearing stuff, and they're all saying the same thing. It's going to be bad before it gets better. So I really don't know. I can't say for sure what's going to happen. Nobody can. But I can tell you this. I don't think we've seen anything yet.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye out, and especially you, because you're the money man with the money plan.
And, yeah, I know.
We'll be able to talk about it a little bit later on.
Yeah. I know I feel a little stressed here. I mean, it's because I just can't get to everybody it's fast enough.
Right.
That I've been talking. And we're trying to help everyone that wants help. And that's all I can do.
Mm. Well, if you're watching the news, you got it over there on, Fox or One American News, any of those, and you're watching these things and you're getting a little bit antsy, you could always call David Ernest, 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. It's not too late. But the train is getting ready to pull out of the station, maybe. So you need to jump on and make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. If you don't have any ducks, you know what I'm saying. You just need to make sure everything is right. 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call David Ernest right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. And I just have a really bad feeling about what is going to happen, what really will happen, and a lot of us do. It's becoming totally obvious to us that what they said would happen is not what's happening. We're getting inflation. We're getting instability. The Taiwan stock market crashed today. I think it went down 9 or 10% like a rock. They called it a crash. Some folks might say, well, 9 or 10% is not much, but it is a lot when it just happened zoom like that, just like a rock dropping. And they said, look out, because this could mean what could happen to us. I mean, when you've got these PE ratios as high as 35 or 40, when they should be 13 to 15, maybe 17. And then you got some companies selling for as much as 600 times their annual operating profit. Man, this is insanity. This whole thing is crazy. I've never seen anything like it. And yet everybody wants to stay in the market. Why? I mean, can't they add? Can't they see? And some folks are starting to come, you know, they're starting to see this. And I guess that's why my phone rang so much today, because it was totally obvious to some people this could be it.
Yeah.
We just don't know. But I know one thing. I wouldn't want to be caught with my britches down and lose half my money. I sure wouldn't want to do that. And you know, you probably don't want to do that either.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, there's conflicts of interest. When you call folks up and say, should I stay in there? You're asking somebody, can I cut your paycheck off? You know, I mean, like, really? What's that kind of answer you're going to get out of someone who said, you ask them, really, can I cut your pay down? You know, and I hate to put it this way, but essentially, that's what you're asking them when you ask that question. And it's written all over the internet and all over books and everything, to stay in the market, in the long run, you're fine. And that's a proven fact. But the problem is if you're older and it takes a long, long time to be fine again, that's not good. So we don't know what's happening. And I hate to be so negative about this, but it's not just me. We've been looking at this for a long time, but you couldn't look at anybody in the eye that knows what's going on and them tell you truthfully that they think everything's going to be all right.
Right.
Maybe in the long run, yeah, sure. But in the short run, the problem is, what is the short run and how far have they run this thing up? You know, how far does it have to go down and how long does it have to stay down to get back to where normal is? Like, what is normal?
You know, you got that distance from A to B, but A and B is, you don't worry about that. It's that distance that you got to worry about.
That's right. People are just getting squeamish. I mean, you know, some people think, well, it's going to be a little while before it drops. It's going to be a little while before it adjusts. And it might be. But today was a scare. A lot of people got scared today because of the things that are going on. And maybe it's a warning. Maybe it's a big warning of what's to follow. And maybe it was just a scare and we'll keep going up for a while. But the problem is, we don't know. And there's so much riding. If it's your retirement money, there's so much riding on what's going on. And they've just borrowed too much money and trying to keep the interest rates low. And they've gone against everything that's reasonable. In other words, if inflation cracks, starts going back up, the only way they can tame this thing is to bring the interest rates up. And that the stock market does not like that.
Right.
It will react negatively if they bring these interest rates up. So, and they've been, you know, there's been some shakiness going on in the mortgage market and houses. Of course, you know, you've got all this stuff that's been going on in houses, like inventory running out. The 2x4 cost $7 to $8 when it was like $2 or $3.
I know.
I just talked to somebody just a little bit ago. They said we were going to build a house, but we put it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you put building a house on hold? Well, of course, because the cost of building a house is astronomically higher. Because of the materials.
Right.
And if you can find someone that can work, that's another thing. They're going to want more money to do the job than they normally want. You know, we're in a labor crunch right now. You know, this has happened from the bottom up. I went to a restaurant today, and I couldn't even get a table because they didn't have any waitresses. They said, you have to go eat at the bar. We have no waitresses to wait on. They didn't, you know, we don't have enough. And I looked around, and there was just a bunch of tables empty,
mm-hmm.
but nobody to serve.
Well, so, our governor is going to cut off that that extra money that they've been getting. So that maybe that'll drive people back to the workplace. But the thing is, do you want those people to come back to work? Don't you want to hire new people that might be a little more dependable?
Yeah.
I mean, I would. Because, you know, if you're going to do that, if I own a business and you're going to do that to me, that doesn't make me, you know, think too much about you.
Right. It's just really a hard call right now to really know what to do about all this stuff, because we've never been in these uncharted territories before. We've never, to my knowledge, ever had a recovery that's gone, should I say, a boom or a bull market that has gone this far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's artificially, obviously, artificially happening. In other words, they're printing the money. They're creating the debt, and they're trying to borrow their way out from under the problem.
Mm.
And that's just ridiculous. I mean, who in the right mind can borrow enough money to get themselves out of a problem? I mean, to me, that's just putting you in the worst shape, kicking the can down the road and making the problem bigger. And when this thing pops, it's just going to be an explosion. That's what it's going to be. When everybody decides they're going to jump off this bandwagon,
yeah,
that's going to be it for probably a good while. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing that happened back in March when the market went down for a little while, and they said, that's it. And a lot of people were writing saying, okay, that's it. And then it came back. Well, the government spent enough money to bring it back. But then you got all these spoiled people. They don't want to work because they draw more money sitting at home than they would if they worked. And then you got folks say, I'm not going to work for $11 an hour.
And see, I know. I know that's an incentive. That money getting dangled in front of your face. I mean, I know it'd be hard to turn away from. But you know, you got the future to think of. That's not always going to be there.
No. So. The thing about what we do is we don't like uncertainty. We like guarantees. We like insurance products and products that guarantee that you can't lose your money.
Mm-hmm.
But if the stock market keeps booming, we boom with it in some form or fashion. You know, we might get 50 to 80% of the ups and zero of the downs. We got products now. I've just looked at one, just came in just the other day. It was like over 10% return. But that didn't count the big, gigantic, and I mean gigantic, bonus. We got people now that are up 25 to 30% from last year locked in. And this is unbelievable times to be locking in those kind of returns, you know. And they can't go away because of the way the products work with these insurance companies. But, yeah, you know, and this is real money. This is not income guaranteed lock-ins. This is cash accumulation values locked in, real money values. And that, to me, that's very impressive. But, you know, they say the stock market averages, 8 to 10% a year on average, you know, like over long periods of time. But then you got all these fees that come out of these things, you know, unless you use certain type of funds and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at what we're doing versus that, there's not really maybe 20, 30% difference on the returns, maybe 40 at the most. But you don't have to suffer the big drops, you know. And that's what's important, because if you're a few years into needing your money, you know, if we did have a repeat, well, we couldn't have anything. God help us. We couldn't have anything as bad as 1929. But if we even had anything that was a third or a fourth or a fifth or even a tenth as bad as that, it would help to not be involved in it, you know, because, you know, time is money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes time to make this money back. Takes time for the stock market to come back, and if you lose that time when you don't have the time, you're gone. I mean, you might as well say is it, because if you're 60, 70 years old and they say it's going to take 10 years to come back, you might as well just say, well, that's it for me, because you want to wait till you're 80 or 90 to use the money again?
Just check out, man.
You still got some money. I get it. Warren Buffett, he's got everything to gain. He's worth $100 billion plus. If he loses $50, $60, $70, $80 billion, he don't care. I get it. And besides that, he's almost 90 years old. He is 90, I think. So those kind of folks, they don't live in the same world we live in. You know, if you got a few hundred thousand or one or two or 3 million, and then you lose half or 60 or 70, 80% of it,
mm-hmm.
even if it was for a year or two or 5 years or so, you're pretty well cooked if you wanted to use it, you know. And what if you were to die during that time, and then your children or your beneficiaries get the money, and then they blow through it because there's not enough, because you know they're going to blow through it unless you put the brakes on it. People say, well, you know, they'll handle it real good. No, they don't.
No.
But unless you've done some things to make it happen, they don't handle it. You say, well, I don't agree with you, David. Well, you come and see what I've saw for the last 40 years, and then you'll agree with me. I even had my own family. Some nieces and nephews got a pile of money for an automobile accident, and it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the judge went against me and said, it's their money. Give it to them. When they were 19, they blew through every bit of it within 2 years.
Well, you know what I'd do if I came into some money like that?
What's that?
Yeah, I'd probably go ahead and get them premium channels on the cable. So I don't have real high expectations or anything. But we got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes now. You and I talked earlier today, and I've got some special things. And I got two different things, and I'm going to let you pick. Yesterday we talked about the medical marijuana here in Montgomery or here in Alabama. And then
right.
Then you told me about a phone call we got from, and I listened to it, and the lady said that she's not from here. She was passing through, but she has some kind of disdainful things to say about us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got both of those. Now, here in about a minute, or go ahead now and figure out which one you want to hear first, and we'll play that going off into the break.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll let you decide.
No,
whatever
you
think's best.
You pick the one.
Well, go ahead. I want to hear what somebody had to say about it.
Okay, well, let me pull that up. You just chatter for a second here while I do that.
Yeah. Well, I can chatter. You know that. Yeah, you never know what anybody's going to say about you until you hear what they say, you know. And sometimes it's nice and sometimes it's not. 99% of the time when somebody calls me, they really, really enjoy our shows,
uh-huh.
and they like talking to us, and they agree with us.
And you can do stuff to help them and everything, but this lady she was not very happy with us. She didn't like us.
No.
I try my best to, and you do too. I mean, we're just, a couple of guys. I think we're pretty nice, we help little old ladies across the street, whether they want to go or not,
I've done that.
It never harmed children or dogs or cats or anything like that. But anyway, this is the call with the lady who was not real happy with us, and evidently she was watching the television show. So, and she says she's not from here. So here we go.
Okay.
We get lots of phone calls here at the Health and Wealth Show. Some are wonderful, and some are, The following is the most, that we've gotten in a while. A lady who does not like us at all. Here, for your approval, is the phone call.
I'm listening to your TV show on Channel 14. I guess you're one of those Trumpers, aren't you? I wouldn't use your telephone, your television show or anything, because all y'all are is damn overthrow the government, everything else, a bunch of damn comedy. Y'all make me sick, Channel 8 does, and everything else. I'm just passing through because I don't watch any of y'all. Thank you.
Actually, when we received this phone call, it was in a different language. This is the language we translated it to English from. Well, if you noticed, she said she was from out of town.
so we'll probably never hear from her again. You know, I'll bet that's her. Health and Wealth Show, hello? Yep, that's her.
Yeah, that's her, all right. Says she wasn't from here, so she probably never...
Oh, well, she called us a communist.
Yeah, we're communists, man.
I mean, like, you know, the problem with saying they were communists is they need to understand what a communist really is. What's the definition of a communist? It's not someone who's right-leaning. So we're about as far away from being a communist as anybody. So I didn't understand that part being called a communist.
But, I don't know.
Okay.
She sure didn't like us any at all, did she?
Well, she's not going to like anybody that is conservative anyway. Hey, I don't think.
You know, but you know, I got. Why don't we just go ahead and play this other one too?
Okay.
Now this, you remember yesterday we talked about the medicinal marijuana and the impact that it could have on Alabama, and you know they're getting this through and everything. Well, I'm going to tell you, I got to looking at this and found this. These guys might sound familiar, and I'm sure you recognize the song. And this could take us right up to about commercial time. So this is piggybacking on what we talked about yesterday, the medical marijuana here in the state of Alabama. Let me get the button push. Here we go.
Medicinal smoke. Finally here in Alabama. Lots of folk are saying, well, I'll be doggone. I must be dreaming. So somebody give me a poke. At long last, Alabama's got medicinal smoke. I don't have to worry if I catch the common cold. The chicken soup is on the stove and my medication is rolled. A speedy recovery is what I have, and that's no joke. Because Alabama has finally got medicinal smoke. Medicinal smoke. Mimo Ivy is our friend. If you need to sign some papers, you can use my pen. And then we'll get the lottery, and the state never will be broke. Thank goodness for Frito-Lay and medicinal smoke. Hey, man, I'm hungry, man. You always hungry, man. Hey, man, give me some of those Fritos, man. Hey, these are mine, man. Hey, well, I paid for them, man. Hey, don't get saucy with me, Bernays.
And if you got the Mel Brooks reference there, we can be friends. How about that?
That was hilarious, man.
You like that?
Yes. And by the way, a new Zoom has been sent from Leah.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, tell you what we'll do. We'll take our break, and then we'll punch that in and go ahead and do that and get you up on the Zoom, because we were getting some calls, but I couldn't take calls with you on the phone.
Yeah, so all those calls, call back. So as soon as we go to Zoom, no problem.
We may play one or more of them again at the end of the show. Who knows? It is the Health and Wealth Show, and, of course, I did the button wrong again. One of these days, I'm going to take a course. I'm going to take like a, you know, correspondence course or something. Ooh, And we do appreciate you tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. We'll be back with more fun stuff and more information after this, or after these, or in a minute. Don't go away.
David Ernest will return with more of the Health and Wealth Show right after these important announcements.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man, it was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationist.
I see.
And you know, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
Faster than an over-the-counter laxative. More powerful than a hamster on steroids. Able to leap an ATM with a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's
Money Man.
As we open, the scene is the cash cave. And Money Man is having a very serious telephone conversation with his longtime girlfriend, Daisy Dollar. Let's join that phone call already in progress.
Now, Daisy, you seem very upset.
I'm so mad.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I've had it with Money Man.
I'm still not getting the picture, dear.
I don't know why, but you've been giving me bad advice.
Bad advice about money? But...
Don't you but me in that tone of voice?
Well, I'm sure there's been some mistake.
I don't know why I ever listened to you. My new financial guy, David Ernest, is giving me great advice.
Honey, if we could just sit down face to face, I'm sure we could work this out.
Goodbye, you incompetent, no good, two-time and D-list superhero.
That's odd. I never give bad money advice. Loose change.
Yeah, Money Man.
You got a minute? Come here.
Sure thing, Money Man. What's the problem?
Have you been talking with my longtime girlfriend, Daisy Dollar?
We kind of spoke on the phone yesterday. Yeah. I talked to her yesterday.
Did you forward her the money advice that I gave you to give to her?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
I mean, maybe I got it mixed up a little.
Oh, I see. Then this could be an honest mistake. Wait a minute, what did she call me? An incompetent, no-good, D-list superhero.
Wow, that's harsh.
And she said something else, too. Two-timing. What else did you say to her?
Well, you know that part about your old girlfriend, Nancy Nichols, coming by?
Yes.
And you said I shouldn't mention it?
Uh-huh.
I might have mentioned it.
Come a little closer, loose change.
What for?
So I can kill you without getting out of this chair.
Oh, feet, don't fail me now.
Will Money Man catch the fleet of foot loose change? Will loose change pick a better place to hide than the hall closet? And like Barney and Thelma Lou, are Money Man and Daisy Dollar... Tune in next time when we hear Money Man say...
I wonder where he's hiding.
I'm not in the hall closet.
On the next hair-raising episode of...
Money Man!
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everyone's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. David now has two telephone numbers for your dialing convenience. You can reach David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call now, leave your information,
and you will get a call from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leia, or David himself. Now, here he is, the governor of greenbacks, the baron of your bank account, the Maharaja of money matters. Please welcome David Ernest.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I can't do that, Dave. You're going to have to stay out there in space and die.
Won't let me in, y'all. So we better stay on the phone. David, you there?
Yes, I am.
There we go. I don't know what's going on. It says you have a meeting in progress, so you're seeing other people.
Yeah, I don't know. Must have.
Yeah, we're okay. We'll just finish her out like this. It's doing fine. It's, we're on the radio. That's all that matters. We'll get it straightened out next time. And I am so afraid if I try to take a call that I will lose you. We do have somebody trying to call in, but I'm just I am afraid to take the call.
I got you.
I might lose you. But we've been talking about the stock market, and now how much did it go down today?
Well, it didn't really go down that much today in the United States, but it did in places like Taiwan. They used the word like crash. I'm thinking that, and don't know what the Dow ended up today in the United States, but I think it was down somewhere around 400 to 600 points. But it was enough to catch people's attention, if that may make any sense. In other words, it could be a taste of what's yet to come. Is what it right. Looks like. I'll look that up right quick. The Dow Jones today. Well, it went on down some more. It's down 681.5 points. It went down 2%. So it went on down a little bit. 2% is a pretty good little drop.
You know, I have no idea what that was. But that is a lot.
Yes. But it does that all the time. The Standard & Poor's dropped 89.06, which was a negative 2.14%. So everything's dropped 2%. I mean, you know, this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. This is not like doomsday or the end of the stock market times. You know, it's just, I think it just got a little nervous, you know, because of the inflationary things that are going on, and maybe they saw the Taiwan thing, and, you know, there's just a lot of things that are so uncertain, but there's still that big spigot that's running wide open from the federal government, and people say, well, there's plenty of water to float here. You know, we'll still float the boat, but if they turn that spigot down, mm-hmm. and there's evidently a drain down there that's draining everything out of here, called inflation and interest rates. When those things, when that drain gets bigger and can, you know, more can suck out of it, then you're going to have a big drop in the level, like a water level, a market level, and that's probably the way it's going to happen. But nobody knows. That's the uncertainty of this whole thing is all these predictions and all these things they're talking about. Until they actually happen, they can't say, "I told you so," or it's, you know, "Oh, look at it, we told you so." Yeah, well, I'm telling you to be careful right now. And of course, I'm not the only one. And I'm going to read some headlines that came across today in the news.
Okay.
And these are concerning, these headlines. Okay, here's one of them. Taiwan stock crash shows world's danger of too much leverage. That's pretty scary. Here's another one. Ticking time bomb. Stock market, says this money manager. Investors aren't worried about risk, and the Fed helped them get there, but it isn't going to end very well.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention this, because this just came over the wire the island. Taiwan's an island, right?
Correct.
Okay, they have split, and one side has changed their name to O-O-N-E-E, and they're calling it ON. But this just came over. They've decided to get back together, and they're going to call the country Taiwan ON. And they're just going to drink and have a big old time and not worry about all these financial things, because it gives you gray hair if you're not careful.
Taiwan ON.
Taiwan ON.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but I didn't know they were talking about Taiwan.
That's what it is. I just learned that. Well, I think I think that's CNN I got on over here.
Yeah. Well, that figures. If it's CNN, that figures a lot. You know, the stock market crashing, and they're calling it a crash in Taiwan. You know, Taiwan stock crash shows world's danger of too much leverage. So this is a world thing. You know, this leverage that it's not just the United States. There's leverage everywhere. There's borrowed money all over the place, printed money everywhere in this world economy. They say, well, we're in a world economy? You betcha. We're in a world economy. We've been in a world economy for a long time now. What affects us affects everyone else and vice versa. And we are always looking at each other. What you got over there? You know, we got this over here, you know. And there's jealousies and all kinds of things. Of course, they might want to charge tariffs and things to balance some of these trade deals out, and uh-huh. You know, give somebody a little favoritism, like Biden wants to give Iran some favoritism. And why is he doing that? Well, I don't. The only thing I can think of is something stinks.
Well, you know, what is it they want over there? Oh, for all of us to die. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Because we're infidels. Now, I don't think every Muslim wants us to die. I think a lot of them are, what do they call them? Radical. And that's where they go back and...
radicalized,
yeah.
Yes.
But I don't think the whole... Nation of Islam is
no that way. No, I know quite a few of them, and they're all very, a lot of the ones I know are very reasonable, educated people that think like educated people think, which is good. But you know, we got radicalization over here. We've got look at these folks that go in there, and you know, for example, I'm not for children being killed and problems with children before they're born, abortions and things.
Yeah.
But every now and then you have someone wants to blow one of them up, you know, destroy the...
You know, I was living in Dothan. This is many years ago. No, it was Eufaula. That's where I lived. And there was a doctor there. He came out with one of these first slim, fast, drink this stuff and you'll be skinny diets, which are not very healthy, I found out. And I lost some weight, man. I was looking all slim and trim and everything. And he was a gynecologist, but he did this on the side. So it was funny because I would be sitting around in the gynecologist's office waiting to see the doctor, and all these ladies were like, "What in the world are you doing?" Anyhow, he also did.
Maybe they were wondering about you.
They
you
did.
I mean?
I'm sure they did. But he also did women's health issues. He did abortions, and somebody rolled up in the parking lot one day and shot him, killed him dead. So yeah, there's a lot of people out there who, for their cause, have become radicalized.
Yeah, and you know, the wonderful thing about living in a country like the United States, we do have freedom of speech. We can say things that, you know, you probably can't say or cannot say in other countries. Like the things that we say, we'd probably be in a lot of trouble if we were in Russia or China or someplace like that. We can make fun of our politicians and rest assured we're probably okay. People can call us on the phone and call Rusty and David a communist.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You old pink old commie, you. You carpetbagger. I don't know if that's a communist or not, but then...
I don't know. Let me tell you, that was funny, though, to be called a communist. I do tell you.
Just between me and you, I think I have heard her on this radio station before. And
really?
Yeah, and if you go out, and I mean, what is she going to do? If you go out and look under a tree and you find any nuts that fell out, she might be amongst them. But I didn't say that to nobody. I just told you, so.
Okay. Well, the thing is, though, being called a commie, I guess there's worse things to be called.
Trumpers.
I'm proud to be a Trumper. Actually, uh-huh. I've got a hat right here, and I had it made. It says Trumper for Life. Now, the way I look at that, that's not being necessarily a Donald Trumper. That's being a Trumper. It, to me, that's like a trooper. We're all troopers in this thing. We want some changes. We want things to be more fair. We don't like taxation. So we're kind of like the Tea Party in that arena. We want to be treated fairly. We don't want to be we don't want to be like a stepchild treated mm-hmm. unfairly. We if we pay taxes, we want to get a lot of it back. We don't want to have to pay all this so-called tax for this $1.9 trillion infrastructure, which incidentally only 9% is infrastructure. The rest of it goes to who knows where, goes to Portland, goes to all these places that got tore up to help them solve their issues of, defunding the police, so to speak, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I think they didn't have any fun when they defunded the police. It's not our job, from my perspective, for us to take care of these people. It is our job for us to try to take care of ourselves and to do the right things. In other words, God give us a brain. And, you know, if we want to think of an individual, having more control than the government having control, that's where we're coming from. If you want to make bad decisions and do things like lose your money and whatever, I mean, maybe you go down to the gambling casino and lose your money. Mm-hmm. Maybe you give it to your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you lose your money. Maybe you lost your wallet, you lose your money. You know, maybe you make a bad investment in not necessarily in the stock market. Maybe you buy the wrong house, or maybe you do this. It's up to you. But maybe on the other side of the coin, you're very successful because you did the right things. I can tell you the right things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book, and it was written, called The Millionaire Next Door. And essentially, it boils down to if you work hard and save your money, you'll have security. Now, not everybody can work hard and save their money because they may have health issues or family issues, but most of us can work hard and save some money. But here comes the tax man, and he wants to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the government, and they want to take it and give it to somebody that didn't work hard. Or here comes the government, Biden, and they want to take away something because you saved it, like your IRAs, your 401ks. They want to tax the next generation when you die, and it goes over to your children. They want all this taxes paid within 10 years. They want to rip you off. You know, this is not what we signed up for. When you signed up for that IRA and for that pension, you signed up for the laws that existed, and then here they come and do a switcheroo on you. You know, switcheroos, those are horrible. I mean, they're worse than kangaroos. I understand kangaroos can hit you, but a switcheroo, that can just knock you cuckoo.
Yeah, they'll sure beat up a cat. I've seen poor Sylvester just get his clock cleaned a time or two by a kangaroo.
So, but a switcheroo, that's horrible, you know. You know, you've got to defend yourself. You've got to look after yourself. And you really can't trust a whole lot of folks out there. But I can tell you one thing you can trust. You can trust that we are asset preservationists. And our intention is to never do a switcheroo on you and change over to something that's different, or to cause problems by changing over to something that's riskier, because our beliefs and our philosophy is hard work pays off, and being able to keep what you've got, what you've earned, is your God-given right, and you deserve to be able to keep what you've got And if for some reason you can make a lot of money, then you should have the options to be able to hang on to that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't be told that you've got to invest that for the rest of your life in something that's riskier when you've already built up what you might need.
There you, go. And if you want to feel how good it feels to hang on to your money and have it when you need to retire, I got a couple of phone numbers for you. 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That'll put you in touch with David Ernest. You can find out about what you might need to do to make sure your money is, you know, in a good place. It's going to be there when you want it to keep you from losing your principal, which that's a part of the title of your new book. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And if you want to call us a bunch of communists or Trumpers or flim-flammers, whatever. She didn't say flim-flam, but that's all. That's a good one to throw in. But if you want to do that, that's fine. Just, you know, you might wind up on the radio. But
you might.
Yes, call David Ernest today. And let him show you how bright tomorrow can be. I just made that up. 279-7431 and or 205-479-0839. Quick question before we move on here. We got a few minutes. We talked about, you know, that little weird girl that was on the Addams Family. So
yeah.
We were talking about kind of weird things today. But I have a song as we go out, and it is Weird Al. You know Weird Al?
Oh, yeah.
and it's something he did. It's really funny. But if you'd like, we can throw in the medicinal smoke song again. That's just up to you.
Okay. I'm going to read a little bit out of this book that I wrote.
Okay. I'll be getting this ready while you're doing that.
Okay. The name of this book is The 11th Commandment, Never Lose the Principle, The Year History Repeated Itself. And that will happen. History repeats itself. We do have corrections, but then we have this super correction. You know, we have volcanoes and things like that and all kinds of problems and asteroids, but every now and then this super asteroid, you know, hits 65 million years ago and tears everything up. Every now and then we have this super problem. Like 1929, we had this problem. So here's a little bit of what's in the book. Money represents more than the paper is printed on. It may be the embodiment of your time, your talents, and your commitments. It buys the food you eat, the house you sleep in, the car you drive, and the clothes you wear. It also helps you with the lifestyle you want to live once you retire. You have spent a lifetime earning it, spending it, and hopefully accumulating it. When the time comes for retirement, you want your money to provide you with a comfortable lifestyle and stable income after your working days are done. You might also have other desires such as traveling, purchasing property, or moving to be closer to your family or further away as far as that goes. You may also want your assets to provide for your loved ones after you are gone.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that it takes more than just money to fulfill those needs and desires. Your income, your plans for retirement, your future health care expenses, and the continued accumulation of your assets, that's very important, the continued accumulation, because you're drawing money off of it, of your assets after you stop working and drawing a paycheck, all rely on one thing. You, it's up to you as an individual, and you need to know the difference between the stock market people say don't take out more than 2.3% of your balance to prevent you statistically from losing all the money you've got. Well, we can guarantee that you can take out 4, 5, 6% of that balance. We have ways to do that, and you don't have to worry about ever running out of money. So there you go. That's the difference. And you know, if you want to look at this book, you know, we're going to be giving some of them away, but essentially you can go to Amazon and put in the 11th commandment, never lose the principle, put in David Ernest, and it'll pop right up.
And you can order it from Amazon, or you can wait around. Maybe you'll get lucky enough to get. You're giving away some, you say?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe you'll get lucky enough.
And I'm writing a second book right now, but this one is a really, really good book. Never wrote a book before, but this one was fun and got a lot in it.
I remember that first one you wrote. It was Nancy Drew in the Coffee Pot Mystery. I remember that one. It was a page-turner. Couldn't put it down. And, you know, that's funny. Do you know that you remember Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys
yes.
and all that? Do you know many of those were written by the same person? The guy had a method, the way he did it. He would write out certain parts of it, and he had people that filled in the rest of it. So he just had this little cottage industry going there. I read the Trixie Belden mysteries myself and the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I remember a lot of that when I was in school. They made us listen to them. Read it, that is. We had to read some of it. You know, it was okay. It wasn't my favorite. I like stuff like, Mark Twain and things like that. I really like those kind of books.
Yeah, I read a lot of Ray Bradbury. That's one of my favorites is Ray Bradbury. And of course, when you're in school, they make you read stuff. I remember one we had to read. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a Russian book, and it was translated to English, and it was the most boring thing. The big thing in this book was they ran out and they staked their claim on this land, and somebody moved their stakes. And they went on and on talking about it. I said, I'm going to invade Russia in my time machine, go back, find this guy that wrote this book and kill him, because it was terrible.
Well, I want to take a trip down to Mississippi someday. If anybody's got a big boat some kind, we could go through all the locks, go through all those things with Mark Twain that spoke of. Of course, I don't think the locks were there then, but end up down around where Destin or wherever it comes out down there, And then we could go buy, say, shrimp dinner or something and eat oysters or something.
Hey, if I start this song now, it'll end up at the top of the hour. So let's say goodnight, and we'll see you tomorrow night here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And
good night,
kids. There we go.
Medicinal smoke. Finally here in Alabama, lots of folk are saying, well, I'll be doggone, I must be dreaming. So somebody give me a poke. At long last, Alabama's got medicinal smoke.
I don't have to worry if I catch the common cold. The chicken soup is on the stove and my medication is rolled. A speedy recovery is what I have, and that's no joke, because Alabama has finally got medicinal smoke.
Medicinal smoke. Mimo Ivy is our friend. If you need to sign some papers, you can use my pen. And then we'll get the lottery, and the state never will be broke. Thank goodness for Frito-Lay and medicine.